were you thinking? I couldn't tell you the number of times I've heard that, heard those words uttered by my father as I was growing up and I did something and the action brought forth some consequences that I hadn't really considered. And whenever my father said to me, "What were you thinking?" he knew the reality of it that I hadn't been thinking. If I thought about what was really going to happen when I did those things, I surely wouldn't have followed through. You know, our spiritual life is the same way. God expects us to think, to consider our ways, to think upon what might happen. Whenever we in this life sin, we transgress God's law, as sin is called in 1 John the 5th chapter in verse 17, 1 John 3 and verse 4. We understand that there are going to be consequences. And maybe if we think about those beforehand, we'll make the right decision. If we consider what sin does. For example, we need to realize that sin is going to separate us from God. God is of such a righteous character that if we go into sin, we commit those acts, we transgress His law, we commit that unrighteousness, that we are separated from Him, according to Isaiah 59, verse 1 and 2. Instead of the blessings from Him, we are worthy of death, according to Romans 6 and verse 23. And thus we are separated from Him. 1 John, the first chapter, tells us that God is light, and in Him is no darkness. And he points out that if we walk in the light, we have fellowship one with another. We must though walk in the light as He is in the light. If we fail to, we don't have the hope, the promise that He gives us upon this earth. But even more than that, we lose that hope of heaven. Hope is that anchor that God gives us, according to Hebrews the 6th chapter, that enables us to go through life. If you don't have hope, Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, we are of all people most pitiable. But the fact is, if we sin, continue in that sin and do not deal with it, we're separated from that hope. But not only that, it separates us from family. We lose our hope of God on this earth, we lose our hope of heaven, and now we lose even those who ought to be nearest and dearest to us. Jesus said in Matthew the 10th chapter, verse 34 through 37, that a man's foes shall be those of his own household. Sin will divide those righteous family members from me if I engage in it. They can't in good conscience live and be in fellowship with me and treat me as I desire to be treated. David realized in the book of 2 Samuel, the 12th chapter, in verse 23, that the greatest hope he had was a unity of being with his son again, who had died in heaven. Whenever his child died, he says, "I can't bring him back, but I can go to be with him." Do you realize that sin makes us lose even that hope of a heavenly reunion? How tragic it is not to have God, not to have the hope of heaven, not to have the assurance, the comfort of family as it ought to be, not to have of a hope, the hope of heaven and a reunion with family in the time to come. And then even my friends round about me, I realize that they cannot either continue with me if I engage in sin. Sin is such that it causes me to be away from those that are righteous. 1 Corinthians the 5th chapter, verse 11, the apostle there tells us that if I am one engaging in sin, continuing in that, righteous individuals cannot have that fellowship with me. They're not even to eat a common meal with me. What a tragedy it is that sin is so disastrous in our life. Whenever we go through today and the days to come, think about those actions. Do as the Apostle Paul says and prove all things. Hold fast to that which is good. In other words, look to God's Word and determine to live as He would, because we don't want to lose the blessings. Sin is tragic. It does a lot of things. Let's choose righteousness instead.